It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Hi.
What's happening?
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. Kylie Peterson, our Director of Lifestyle Design and Support, is with us in studio today.
Hello.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Lots for
Always
us to talk about
to
on
here.
Our end. However, before I get to that, can we talk about, can we get some health news out of the way? Can we just get that on various angles here? Okay, health news number one. Okay, I just want to let you know. Like, for any of you who have not had a CT heart scan, please get one. I am letting you know that I have been, Nancy, I have resisted doing some of my 50s check under the hood exercises.
Right. Check the engine.
My lovely wife, Julie, is absolutely unbendable. And thank goodness she is unbendable. I will spare you. I mean, I don't know if I'll say this on the air, but I will say this. I've gotten my colonoscopy. That is great. Okay. I can probably say, and I have touted before, that I made the doctor tell me that I did have a championship colon. I did ask him.
Which he proceeds to tell us in the office multiple times a day. So
just
if
get yourself
forget.
Checked. Listen, this is a public service announcement. Please get checked. I'm just letting you know, please get checked, okay? It's very important that you do. So we're starting this episode with the fact that, because I asked the doctor, like, would you describe on any level that my colon would be described as maybe championship? Like, would you use that word to describe it?
And were you under anesthesia when you...
Listen, I like, with my health service providers, I like to have fun. I know that, you know, it's not always the most fun job all the time, so I like to add a little levity where I can. And so I used this occasion to do that. So not that everyone needs to know that, but now the entire world does. Well, I recently had to go in and do my battery of checks because I have some history of some stuff with heart, blood pressure stuff. Like I think a lot of people do.
You? Blood pressure?
Well, you know, I run hot.
A little bit.
So I had to get the heart CT scan and you get a score. Like, you know, with all these things, you get a score.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, 0 to 100 right. is this and then 100 to whatever is like moderate. And listen, you don't know, you know, you just don't know until you have some of these tests exactly, you know, what the years of your diet and your, you know, listen, I am at a higher stress. Well, I'm a business owner, so stress is always at, you know, is always at a 7 or 8, right, on that scale. And I'm at that age where, you know, this is the stuff that you really have to watch. So I'm encouraging everybody. I can't say enough about the teams at Mercy, where I had it done. Like, it was, first of all, it was $49 to have it done. And it was such a great experience. The team at Mercy did a fantastic job. I was in, I was out.
I love Mercy.
Loving my cardiologist.
That's a well-known fact around here.
Like, loving that. So I just, you know, shout out to them. It was such a great experience. And you know, you're nervous, right? You're having these tests and you just don't know. Well, I scored a 0 as far as plaque buildup in my arteries.
Oh, just good.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
It's a 0.
I look
good.
At Kylie like.
Okay, now I'm just saying that, not that you needed to know my score, but the reason I'm mentioning this is because if I can do anything out there to help people realize that the most important thing that you have is your health.
Yeah.
Okay? That you can't be there for your family and you can't be there for your business and you can't be there for anybody if you're not around. Okay. And I feel like between, you know, the tests that I've been having and the people that I have around me, I feel like I'm getting sent a message. Like I really do. Like I really feel like I'm being sent a message that I'm supposed to be around for a while and I better make sure that I stay on top of these things to make sure that I am and that I can keep doing, I guess, what I'm supposed to be doing. Some days I'm not exactly sure what that is. However, I do know that it all starts with my health. Okay, so on my end, that's great. Other than that, we have some very exciting news. So I'm actually going to shift the health conversation over to our Director of Lifestyle Design and Support, Kylie Peterson. Kylie, how are you feeling these days?
Good. I've been very tired lately and a bit nauseous. So, yeah, long story short, my husband Joey and I are expecting in November.
This is the very first Design Coach baby.
A baby
yes.
coach.
Yes.
Oh.
We've already talked about like all the logoed onesies and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That this baby will be getting.
No, this kid's getting geared up. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I will exploit the cuteness. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
On Instagram,
feel free.
I will. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Because part of lifestyle, okay, is, you've heard me say this, we love designing for families. It's one of the things that we do. I always wanted a company that really understood, and I have been asked, do I feel like I'm a better designer because I had a family? And the answer has been yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand the complexities of everything from parenting to the chaos, the clutter, right? And all of that in that complexity. I'm so excited for you.
I am too.
I'm so excited for you. So congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you.
And okay, so what is the when is this going to happen? When do you think this is happening? What's
November,
the due date?
November.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, there's a date.
Yes.
Oh, there's a date. Yes. It's out, we're on the clock.
November
12th. Well, we were technically always on the clock, yeah, but
well,
there's a date. I get it. Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
See?
I'm so excited.
Isn't that fun? I know. Anyway.
Yep, I actually was excited. In Florida with us without me even knowing.
Oh, well, but you know what? Baby travels. Okay. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, listen, we're excited. And speaking of exciting news, there's just so many things happening in our universe that every time I get on the air the past couple of shows, I keep talking about the things that are coming up for this Air Street project that we're working on,
mm-hmm.
and the new revolutionary service offering that we're about to launch that I've kind of teased a little bit over the past few weeks, months, mm-hmm. maybe even. Mm-hmm. But it's finally starting to come to fruition. And we've got a lot of fun things to talk about. You know, you've been hearing us talk about the lifestyle partners, Nancy.
Right.
Yep. Katie Oglesby was one of them. By the way, you love her. And
She
is starting to do some actually work for some of our projects. And
nice.
For those of you who don't know, you know what, Kylie, why don't you explain who Katie is?
Yeah. Katie is Lake Geneva's garden girl. She has been on the radio show a few times. She does kitchen gardens. So it's basically you grow your own food that you're able to cook with and eat and all of that good fun stuff. Her gardens are absolutely amazing. We got to take a tour of her gardens and eat some raspberries.
Nancy, you would
delicious.
Love that. We should have you go. You should go with us next time.
I would never leave.
In full bloom.
I would just get a chair and sit down and start eating all her food.
Honestly.
So you should not take me there.
Well, we were there, so it was kind of technically the end of the season last year. It was like mm-hmm. late fall. And even still, I just wanted to pull a chair out there and just sit outside. Like, everything was kind of dying, but it still looked so amazing
yes.
that I just wanted to sit out there.
I agree with you. I have seen pictures of multiple places that she has put these gardens. And
mm-hmm.
you're right. It's not just about – it fulfills so many things in your life because it's not just about – the food, it's about the cultivating and the mm-hmm. growing and the getting your hands dirty and, you know, and feeling the earth. And that is just so important. Like, I always have to go about this time of the year when I go get my nails done.
Yes.
And I always apologize to them. I'm so sorry. I planted all my flower beds. Oh, my God. I weeded, you know, because there's always dirt. You can't get it out. And but it's also, like you said, sitting there and just taking in mm-hmm. the atmosphere of the greenery and the flowers and knowing that you have this bounty that's just surrounding you and you're self-sustaining.
Yes.
And there's a thing of, there's a bit of confidence that comes with that, I think. And it's mm-hmm. just, I would recommend anybody that is doing any kind of gardening or landscaping, consider that first
mm-hmm.
before you just go with flowers or just go with, because there's so many fruits and vegetables that are also beautiful.
Well, and all of this comes down to a greater conversation that we're having at the Design Coach with our clients and with our team
mm-hmm.
about how do we help people live better?
Right.
Yeah.
And how do we help you design it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we are just presented with, I don't know, the options from a lifestyle perspective that were just offered because they're easy.
Cookie cutter.
Without really mm-hmm. thinking about what we really want, how we really want to live. And a lot of us live in a reactionary mode, meaning we're always reacting to our world mm-hmm. instead of going on offense with our lifestyle design.
Right.
And on today's show, I specifically want to drill down on lifestyle design. Like, what does that mean? And it doesn't always need to mean luxury. And it doesn't always cost a lot of money. It just means being intentional with how you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's a conversation that we've had, Nancy, on the radio yet. I mean, we've touched on it in pieces here or there.
Right.
We've touched on intentionality and design and construction and some of the more recent conversations, especially on the radio. But really, like, the design of a life, how do you want to live? And how do you go about putting that together? And what does it really look like? You know, we're crafting a service model that's I mean, I'm not saying this lightly. It's revolutionary in my industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody else who's about to launch a model like ours and then also bothered to reverse engineer it with the right people
mm-hmm.
and the right champions. And Kylie, you're one of those people. You're one of these huge champions for us on the lifestyle side that just sort of understands, like, okay, yes, you could do this, mm-hmm. okay? And that's what that, right? There's a baseline there.
Sure.
But how do we elevate that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do we elevate that? And interiors are a part of that. But that's, you use a room. Rooms, homes, are large lifestyle tools. We don't talk about them in those ways.
Right.
They're tools. They should be mm-hmm. efficient. They should work. Yes, they should be beautiful. But if they're beautiful and don't work, what does it matter? So, you know, when we talk about the function and why function is so important, it's not, we don't want to discount the fact that the function is the foundation for the beauty.
You know, I think gone are the days of your parents and grandparents where there was a room in your house that was fancy and beautiful and you weren't allowed to go in it or yep. sit on the furniture.
Yeah, those days should be gone. If
yeah.
they're not, they should
you
be.
You should not have a room in your house that you do not love and enjoy and mm-hmm. live in.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one, you know, yep. just, I mean, everybody does, you yep. know, the living room, not the yeah. family room, but
and
the
I think
living
that,
room
and I think
that
those,
we did not live in.
Yeah, I think yeah. those, I think those days are almost gone.
I hope
post-COVID
mm-hmm.
are realizing that the utility of their home can actually serve more purposes than they originally mm-hmm. thought or maybe could even have imagined.
I mean, unless you live in the Driehaus estate. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you've got some huge, you know, you're not going to be able to use all those rooms.
Okay, but let's just say that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't each of them serve a lifestyle purpose?
Something.
That makes
they
you
should
wanna,
do something.
That makes you want to gravitate toward them.
Yeah.
And use them, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, remember, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it does buy you options.
Right.
Okay. Like, that, mm-hmm. it does.
That could make you happy.
And that can make you happy. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, I think in the case of our clients, they use it to make other people happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
How do you share it?
Right.
See, once you've designed the life you want, it's easier to share it.
And show yeah. it off.
Yes.
And but show it off to share.
Yeah.
Right?
Not showing it off in like a, look what I did.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. come share with
yeah.
me what I've designed and created.
Right.
Yes.
Let's have fun. Yeah. Let's use the, yeah.
Yes. And
absolutely.
I think the purpose of today's show is, how do you design these great lifestyles? What does that look like? Kylie and I mm-hmm. would love to walk you through that in light of this service model. And then also, how do you share it? Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
I have something to say.
When do you? Good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
There may not be a truer statement than what he just said.
With your host, Philip Cezano. Listen, we're celebrating one thing. We are celebrating the fact that we have our first Design Coach baby maternity situation.
Yes. Do you know how fantastic he is going to design this nursery?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. And you're going to have a nursery
Joey's,
at the office.
Joey's going to be like, right now, he just went, oh, my God,
Oh, no.
My God.
No, so we wanna build. So, like, we're looking into kind of what that looks like and whether it happens this year. It will most likely not happen until next year, just with a few
mm-hmm.
other things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he, every once in a while, he's like, Philip would help us, right? And I was like, are you kidding? Philip would be mad if he wasn't involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I'd be more upset if you didn't involve me.
Yeah.
Right. You would
that
have
would...
to lock him out
yes.
permanently for him
mm-hmm.
not to help you. So.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
No, I would.
But the nursery at the office is going to be fantastic.
Listen,
I already know.
Here's what I'm thinking. My thought is this. My thought is, if you value your people, you're going to find a way to put it together.
Well, yeah.
Right? And
well,
I think, listen, if our whole, and listen, we're talking about this on the radio today. Like, when I designed the new business model, I wanted to have people be able to expand and contract from a lifestyle perspective within it.
Mm-hmm.
In the exact same way that I want my clients to expand with their understanding of how to leverage our team within the service model. What's nice is it's a beautiful mirror.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when I say to you at The Design Coach, we design for people and not projects, right? I hire people, not positions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
A lot of my people could do multiple positions within this company. That's a true
yeah.
statement, right, Kai?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
absolutely.
There's a lot of great crossover where mm-hmm. if you needed assistance or someone else needed assistance from you, you could actually dive in. I'm not going to say to do their job, but, right. but actually produce an outcome.
Yeah, that's some of my favorite, I feel like, team memories. It's just like someone's like, hey, got a fire, need some help. And then we all just
run in with the extinguishers.
Run, yeah, run right. at it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they run at it and it gets figured out, yeah. right? Hopefully we just don't create them.
Right.
right.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. No, no, no.
But just don't set the fires.
Yeah, right. No, listen, we're excited. And I think it's a great jumping off point because I really do believe that, you know, in the previous segment, I did talk about some of my health stuff and that probably made Julie cringe a little bit sharing that information. But I will tell you, I don't care. And I'm going to tell you why I don't care. I do care, honey. I love you. But this is why I don't care. I think it's important for people to understand that we're trying to live as authentically within our service model as we're pitching to our clients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what that means for us is it means, you're right. Do I need to take better care of myself and to figure out what my lifestyle needs to be? Like, as the design, the leader of the design coach team, don't I need to figure out from a lifestyle perspective what I want mm-hmm. and how I want my business to, right? How I want to fit into my business. It's like, and you're constantly doing the same thing you do in interior design, which is mm-hmm. curating, refining, mm-hmm. designing, editing, changing. That is a constant life activity. And this is why I caution people, and you mentioned, remember static design that you mentioned on the onset, like gone are the days when we just have rooms we don't use?
Right.
That's not interior design. Interior design is almost like living performance art. And our home is the stage on which you live it. And if you're to live better, which is the topic of today's show, how do you actually live better? Interior design on the cosmetic side is just one component. That's just the way something feels. It's not the way that it functions.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about designing a life, when we talk about that being the platform, it is about expandability. Yeah. It's about having maybe an area in the office that might have to have a bassinet from time mm-hmm. to time.
Right.
Or even a puppy, even a dog, even a, like to accommodate for these things that come up in quote unquote life.
Right.
Yeah.
And to not have your world, whether it's your office or your home, be so rigid, right? And listen, there are norms. There are obviously appropriate, right,
yes.
places for all of these things. But we're a lifestyle company now. We are a design and lifestyle company now. And in the upcoming segments, we're going to talk about what that looks like and why we're really excited to be able to share all of the upcoming information. Like, for instance, like mm-hmm. bringing on Chris Rybicki, the chef.
Yeah.
He's one of our new lifestyle partners.
Yeah, let's talk about him for a minute. How did this relationship...
All right, start. Because what I'm loving is all of these partners are all in support of helping everyone figure out the lifestyle calculus for our clients.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Absolutely. So I actually know Chris through the church that Joey and I go to.
Mm-hmm.
He played softball with Joey on the church softball team. And I always hung out with his kids during the softball game because they're adorable. And
minus your natural Mary Poppins vibe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
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 Doesn't she have that? Like Pied Piper, like all the kids will just gravitate toward her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I, for some reason, did not know he was a chef until basically the end of softball. And it was, of course, it was right after we had that huge week-long event for our clients where I needed mm-hmm.
a chef.
Yeah. Right. And a mm-hmm. chef. And I found out afterwards and I was like, you have to be kidding me. Like, seriously.
He was right here.
He was right there. Yeah.
Yes. I yelled at him for striking out. Yeah. I don't know.
Right?
You owe me hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something.
Right. You jogged to first. You owe me popovers.
Pretty much, honestly.
Kylie, the softball coach.
Oh, yeah. No, I like to say that I'm the cheerleader. I mm-hmm. take the book. I played... for a season, and I don't like to do things that I'm not very good at as a perfectionist.
I was a softball person.
Oh, God, you'd rather omit yourself from the activity.
Yeah. I really enjoy watching it, so I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to stress myself out and play, I'd rather just watch it and enjoy myself. So that was the conclusion I came to, but mm-hmm. that is besides the point.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So you met the chef you never knew you had.
Yes, basically. And then just kind of like kept him in my back pocket. And then all this, I don't know why I never connected the dots to Philip saying, we need a lifestyle partner that's a head chef. And then all
I was literally listing off the types of people that I wanted. Because, you know, right now we've got Sonia who does photography and branding, who's fantastic. We've got Katie, right? We've got you. Mm-hmm. We've got me. We've got Glenn, who's our sommelier. Like, we have all these great. And I'm like, oh, you know what? We really need a chef.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, we need a chef, right? And sure enough, you're like,
the dots connected. And I was like, wait, I know someone. So, yeah.
So then I think I gave you that look like.
You're kidding me, right?
Like, you're kidding me, right? Like, let's go. Let's call him. Let's find out what he's all about, right? And we are looking in our lifestyle partners for a little bit of a posture that is, we want elite talent, but we want approachable.
Personable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want, see, what I'm loving about our lifestyle partners is they are also assistant coaches.
Yeah.
They are the assistant coaches to our team.
That's awesome.
They allow, they're not just doers, which they are doers, but they want to educate. They want to enhance the experience. Like,
they're really passionate and they love what they're doing. And they're still in that stage of owning a business where they just love it so much that it's not necessarily about, like,
the money,
who they're working for. It's about the what they're getting to create.
Yeah. No, it's about the money, but they're not doing, they would be doing it without the money.
Yep. Right.
That's when you know you've got something, when you're passionate about it, is when you would just give it away. Not that you should. I'm not advocating that. All I'm saying.
Yes.
And we certainly don't at the Design Coach.
No.
All I'm saying. All I'm saying, sometimes we have, sometimes we do, sometimes it feels like we are, okay? No, I'm just kidding. But here's what I will say. When I met him and he told me the story about his grandmother.
Yes.
About the, was it about the allowance?
Yes.
So, okay, so, share that story. We're going to paraphrase it a little bit. But I thought it was like, this is a guy who, he's really highly classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
But he does comfort food, and he does these great fusions of things.
Yeah.
And he doesn't work in one, right, you know, like one food style.
Right.
You know, one culinary direction. Mm-hmm. He can do lots of things.
Yeah.
So tell a story about his grandmother.
Yeah,
this
so his grandmother would make him do chores around the house. He would stay with her, and he would do chores around the house, and she would pay him an allowance for that. And then she'd send him to the store with that allowance to buy groceries for the meals
that she made him create. That's all I needed to hear because he shared that story with us. And I said, okay, so like it's about giving back. It's about working hard. It's about, right, like being grateful for the opportunity, not just the monetary compensation. And there was a really, really beautiful dovetail there. And we just started laughing because we were like, okay, this is our guy.
Perfect. Yep.
Like, this is kind of our guy who we know can kind of introduce our clients from a place of authenticity. And from the heart, who also then has the skill sets and the experience, right, and the knowledge. But it doesn't mean anything without the willingness to share it. And so I think all of our lifestyle partners that if you go to thedesigncoach.com and you go to the In Good Company page, the In Good Company page has him listed.
Yep.
And you can click on it and it takes you to his website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the company that he owns? What's the name?
I
think it's Chris Rabicki.
Yeah.
It's just okay.
Yeah, it's just his name, Chef Rabicki.
Oh, okay.
And it's great because he just does have a skill set that like I can't wait. Yeah. It's like almost like we've.
I know.
Like I can't wait to get him in to be like. I almost want to have him show up and have there be food ingredients on like a temporary stove, like or just have the meeting at my house.
Yeah.
Like.
Here you go. Do something.
Right, but we're all
this is your interview.
When we are
now create.
We are already. We're excited to get him in the fold. Not only because of I think you know the ways that he can enhance our clients' experiences in their home, but also what knowledge can he share with them that allows them to leverage their homes independently.
Well, and he does classes too, so he'll do like Italian food classes and. Philip probably knows how to cook all that stuff, but I'm really excited to take them. So.
Julie just literally just spit out her coffee, and she's like, "He hasn't cooked a meal in 27 years, okay?
Sorry,
other than ravioli and the
Julie
occasional
knows how
and
to
the
cook
occasional
this stuff.
Pancakes." I'm telling you right now, she was just like, "Kylie,
I'm so sorry, Julie.
He can't boil anything." Like, I'm just kidding. And listen, so I knew me, okay? Knew me, okay? This is my I'm on my new me thing.
Okay.
Okay. I have agreed, and I'm going to publicly state this on the radio. I am going to attempt to do one dinner a week. Okay,
oh,
I'm going to announce this.
That's
Kylie,
a lot.
You'll be helping me. No, okay. I'm just kidding. No.
Philip,
Kylie, please immediately.
Listen, we'll be doing one
please,
dinner a week.
Please immediately add Wednesday dinner for the Sisano family into the workflow.
Listen.
Be like, Julie, does that count?
At the new office, I'll just be sending you home with like a casserole dish. And you'll be like,
right,
Julie, I cooked today.
Hey, sponsored by Wolf Sub-Zero. Okay, we'll have the full kitchen.
Listen,
that's not a bad idea. Okay, that's not a bad idea. I could actually cook dinner and I could just bring it home.
Yeah. Well, on days that we're.
I could start it at like 3 or 4. Julie, this could be a great thing.
Slow
okay, I know you're listening. This could
we'll
be a great thing.
We'll put it in a slow cooker at the office. There we go.
This is why
I'm sorry there's only one helping left, but it was so good the rest of the staff had dinner.
Listen, here, Julie. The smart leader staffs to his weaknesses, please. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay?
I think that it's a little bold that the new Philip is going to try and attempt one dinner a week.
I know it's aggressive.
Is this like you making the dinner or you just
being
charged?
Making
the dinner and acquiring the dinner are two different things.
This plays in hand in hand with our topic today. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, yeah.
The design.
That's
the
new topic.
The design. The design of our life, with how hard my wife works,
true,
for both in her profession and for our family. It's about time. Like, let's just say it. Like, it's kind of about time for me to step up into that capacity.
Make
right?
sure
like,
she stays alive.
Yeah. Well, and she's doing the same for me.
Right. Well, yeah, she's
clearly,
been doing that.
Clearly
yes.
Scheduling the doctor's appointment. So anyway, when we come back from the break, we're still going to talk about this ongoing conversation about how to design a life and what does that look like and how does the Design Coach team maybe help you get there. Stay with us. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I wish they could have heard that. Anyway,
3 seconds she had.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. We're trying to dive into a topic, and maybe in the next 2 segments we'll actually get there.
Doubt it. Because now we need to let everybody know that we have advised her to eat whatever she wants.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said that I am, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you said something about off the air, you said something about you guys are all drinking smoothies now.
Okay,
is
so
this
here,
a thing?
So here's
brought in veggies yesterday.
So here's
for our meeting.
Yeah. But here's the
Okay, I'm sorry. I am thankful for the snacks, but
you said that. She's like, "How dare you bring in veggies?"
No,
did you hear? This is
just
what you did. You go.
No, it's
flipping
just
veggies. No,
no.
Not
yeah, this week we
lady.
Had a veggie tray.
Yeah.
Give the
Listen,
pregnant lady
everyone
a
was
cupcake.
So excited, and I was
well,
like,
here's
"Where's the donuts here, go?"
Here's. No doubt. No, because usually what we bring in for team meetings is like we go to, you know, baker by the dozen
yes.
bakery and we get
yeah.
muffins and donuts and coffee cake.
Blueberry
and
scones.
Blueberry scones. The raspberry scones are fantastic
those are also
there.
Good. Yep.
Right. Anyway, but the smoothie thing came up because
now we're hungry.
I like, listen, this is lifestyle design. You know, we're like, okay, we should really be, how are we going to get our fruits and vegetables? How mm-hmm. are we going to get them? I'm not going to eat 8 salads a day, and I'm probably not going to do that. So she's like, well, maybe the way to do them is to grind them up into these smoothies, which a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, I'm loving it. My energy yeah. level from having a smoothie in the morning, it's the first thing I have, mm-hmm. right? Right, that and my medication. So I do that.
Take it with food. That's
uh-huh.
important.
I chase
yep.
that down.
Yep.
I chase that down. And I'm like, okay, right? Like, I get the smoothie, and Julie's, it's fun because it's like another thing. Like, it's another thing we get to make, and then we have it, and it's like blueberries and spinach and a pear, and, you know, we're pulling up all these things online. And so I think we're going to mm-hmm. do a smoothie bar.
Yeah.
In the new location.
Perfect.
We're also going to be doing they also want a cereal bar. They want to do a cereal bar. So.
Also, I don't know, but like cereal and peanut butter have been like my biggest cravings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going back to childhood food. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually bring peanut butter and jellies for lunch.
Oh, no. She was walking around, like seriously, like, my entire team was walking around with Encrustables. Like, I don't even know.
Love them.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not? Yeah.
Like, whatever. All right, so back to the topic at hand, lifestyle design.
Oh, yeah, what was the topic? Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So let's talk about
that. I thought it was
so,
being pregnant.
So we are, well, it is that too.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about designing a life. There it is.
I'm totally going to talk
so
about
here,
that.
So here's where.
Till November.
Yes, yep. Here's where we're landing at the Design Coach. One of the things that you may or may not know is if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please do. Please go to thedesigncoach.com. The first thing that'll pop up when you go there is the opportunity for you to sign up mm-hmm. on the newsletter. I'm going to tell you why. Our lifestyle newsletters have been so fun to produce.
Yes. Yeah.
And Kylie, you are the lead on this.
Yeah.
And every month we seem to get a little bit better with more fun yes. information that we're yes. providing.
As the recipient of those emails, I agree.
And mm-hmm. and they're getting awesome. To be not just about interior design. They're yeah. they're about.
I have a blurb about fashion in the
yes.
next one. I'm excited for that.
We're talking about lifestyle mm-hmm. design, and mm-hmm. what we're looking to be at the Design Coach is in addition to producing great design outcomes, we're just not willing to produce those design outcomes irrespective of helping our clients leverage them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to say that again. We are not only interested in creating beautiful interiors. Or beautiful interiors that function, we are interested in helping our clients leverage them in unique, interesting, mm-hmm. and creative ways
yeah.
year-round and in multiple locations throughout the country.
Yeah.
We have officially graduated as a team.
Mm-hmm.
We understand what that service offering looks like.
Yep.
We are now really calibrated on delivering it.
Yeah.
And uniquely in support of one another in the team mm-hmm. to make it happen, which is really, really super exciting.
Yeah.
What we lack at this juncture is the announcement, which is coming in the next couple of weeks, of what our service model looks like, which yeah. we'll talk about a little bit, and also a home base where we can put it on display.
Ah,
that's Air Street for us.
We pretty much do the same thing for ourselves that we're doing for our clients.
Yeah, we're already yeah. kind of doing it internally, like with the yeah. bar that I have and
yeah.
the way that we
in little ways.
But this allows us on Air Street. And for those of you who don't know, in downtown Harvard, we've got a 9,200 square foot building that we're transforming into what will end up being the retail and lifestyle experience of the
mm-hmm.
Design Coach.
Mm-hmm.
It will also be where we have our design studio.
Yep. Okay,
it's all going to be in one building, finally. Right now we're walking like 100 yards to the yeah. other office just to sort of talk to one another.
Yep.
I brought up the idea of walkie-talkies. That did not fly. Nobody wanted that. So,
really?
Yeah. The two-way radios.
Yeah.
But then you guys were doing it on your Apple
That's
Watches.
That's true.
Right?
But now Amber and I are in the same room, so we can't really do it anymore. But
yeah, I know. Nobody was really hip on the headsets either that I proposed, so that wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Two-way radios. I'd love that.
Right?
Yep.
Hey, I need you. Come down here. Whatever. Don't worry. We don't have sound effects on the show. We have to produce our
That's
own.
Right. You got to make your own.
Okay, yes.
Okay. All right.
Just like the voices that we have to do from time mm-hmm. to time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In our Air Street location will be mm-hmm. the embodiment of our service cycle. And I want to explain that to everybody so you guys understand exactly what this looks like for us and why we're doing it. Our traditional service model was basically helping people with new construction and remodeling or makeovers and design, started with design, ended with design fulfillment, meaning your stuff got delivered and installed. That was typically the service cycle. And until you had another design need, remodeling need, new build, makeover need,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't really another way for us to connect with you and stay connected with our clients. It just came about through multiple projects.
Right.
I was unsatisfied with that because I was getting so ingrained from a relationship perspective in the lives of these clients through the design process. That I was saying, like, we're building these beautiful spaces and we're building and helping create these beautiful homes.
Yeah.
And it's like we're handing the keys over. And then these people are sometimes burdened with the maintenance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Burdened with how to use them.
Especially if it's your lake home or
especially if it's your second home because you already have a primary
yeah,
residence.
Right.
And you're
right
there.
And you're like, I built this thing and it's like I'm spending all my time trying to figure out how to use it and spending my time maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my team, and this is a while back, and I'm like, I don't know that I've got my team to pull that off, but I knew that that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to help my clients maintain the investment that they've made, and that means property management and maintenance. And I also wanted to enhance their experience at the home
mm-hmm.
through a myriad of different ways for all of the connections that we had
yeah.
to be able to help them leverage the beautiful spaces we then helped them create. So now we have a perpetual service cycle from design to fulfillment to lifestyle to maintenance. that keeps us relevant to our clients in so many more beneficial ways than beyond the purchase of a sofa or a window treatment or a piece of artwork. Yes, those things matter. I'm not saying the atmosphere and the design doesn't matter. It absolutely does. But the design exists to facilitate a lifestyle that you want, not to just create a pretty room.
Right.
Yep.
Right?
Well, and obviously there was a call for it. People were asking you, or people were implying that they needed help beyond.
Well, but they were, but they also knew that's not what we did.
Right.
So they would always ask us for like referrals.
Where would we go
and
to do
what
this?
We
right.
found was that we had to make all of these referrals in a silo. Like, okay, we got to recommend a maintenance and a property person. We'd have to recommend multiple lifestyle partners to be able to help them. And then they'd get varying levels of service from those partners. Right. I mean, you've got everybody here in the Geneva Lakes area, you've got the pier people, you've got the outdoor shampoo people, you've got the people who are the property managers, you've got the people who clean your house, you got the people who do your gutters, you got like, you got all of these service providers that are out there. And it meant that the clients actually had to then manage their own home to the point where it's like, if you have a compressed summer that you're using it, what are you spending your time doing?
Talking to all your people.
Yeah.
And scheduling all the service appointments.
Right.
What we found is that there's this link and there's between the design we create, the homes we help create, and the rooms that we create, and then having us feel like we have an obligation now to help our clients use them in beautiful ways.
Yeah. Bridging the gap.
That means coaching. Mm-hmm. So we're coaching on design, we're coaching on fulfillment, we're coaching on lifestyle, and we're coaching on maintenance. And all it does is help the client to a greater extent leverage and enjoy their home.
Mm-hmm.
We have two objectives that I talked about at the Design Coach. I want you to love where you live. It's really hard to love where you live if all you're doing is fixing it up all the time.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay? It's really hard to love where you live if you're underutilizing the home that you created. We do that all the time, and you don't have to have a second home to do it. It's probably in your primary residence. Okay? And I want a style you can call your own. That's really difficult to do when all you're sold is best flavor of vanilla design on a regular basis, both on your social media feeds and in retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
Our new Air Street facility will be the embodiment of that service cycle, design, fulfillment, right? Lifestyle and maintenance. Mm-hmm. All of that will be packaged and on display in this new home. I mean, we're just so excited about it. And what's interesting is we've now decided every single player on the team is going to take their piece of the service offering and help craft it, craft the environment, craft what we think the customer experience is going to feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be something in it for everybody. If you just want a cool boutique that's got great offerings that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else, it's there for you, right? I mean, Kylie, what has been your perspective on the creation of this? Because, you know, you were with us when the lifestyle piece wasn't even a thing.
Yeah. Like,
you helped us launch it. You're a little bit like Neil Armstrong landing on the moon, okay, because you were the person that we put in the rocket, right, and said, go land over there and let us know what's going on.
I think
report back.
Honestly, I don't know.
No, because we did have an
audit.
Like, we did know what the clients needed. We were responding to the needs, but like, you had to have a person like you with your background. Yeah. And I wanted to share a little bit of that. Like, now, what is your perspective like now?
Yeah, I think I always had an idea of what we needed, like what needed to happen, and all of that. It wasn't, I guess, the full understanding, because I can't read Philip's mind and no one can, but it was kind of like, okay, well, this sounds like a cool opportunity. We're just going to attack it and have fun with it and kind of see where it goes. And then I think it developed into so much more than anybody thought that we were like, wow, we could take this and basically go to the moon with it. Like, there's just so many
there's so many ways we can impact clients' lives in a positive way to help them change their definition of home. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I know it's segment four. Anyway, good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening this morning. You are listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And so we're talking about our service cycle. And Nancy, you have a question?
Yes, that's why I raised my hand. My question is for Kylie. Do you still even know the scope of what you guys can do, because everybody has different requests or mm-hmm. ideas. I mean, honestly, when you walk in to a meeting with a client,
yeah.
you have no idea what they're going to ask you to do, mm-hmm. and you never will. Like, mm-hmm. you are going to get surprises every single day.
Yeah.
And so, but having the confidence, knowing that you guys all know people and have the experience and the ability to accomplish this without question, mm-hmm. I think that is just a huge motivator in itself.
Yeah. Oh, and it makes it exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I am one of those people that hates doing the same thing every day.
Right.
I want each day to be different and literally perfect.
You got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got it.
Oh, wait till November. Oh, wait, sorry.
Well, yeah.
I digress. I'm sorry.
Well, when we talk about helping clients change their definition of home
mm-hmm.
and what it means to them, it means you're spending all of this time, energy, and effort on that asset.
Mm-hmm.
But are you really enjoying it to its yeah. fullest? And so when we talk about lifestyle design, it does involve everything from health.
Mm-hmm.
And it could involve things like, you know, Katie Oglesby's story is about how growing her own food helped her heal.
Right. Yeah. I'm, like, physically.
I'm sorry.
She was yeah. sick.
Like that's like, part yeah. of the story right. we want our clients mm-hmm. to access. Like, okay, is there an opportunity? Does that interest you? So she's one of those players where if that interests you, we felt like the design coach should have an onboarding process to be able to connect you.
Mm-hmm.
In its grand scheme, in its biggest vision, since we've been talking a lot about vision over the past few weeks, the vision for the design coach for me was as many connection points that connect people with creativity and creative thinking as I could possibly create. Design is one of those. Interior design is one of those. Construction is one of those. Mm. Well, now it's beyond that, because it's not just about your new construction project. It's about how you use it after you've done it, after you've built it, and after it's constructed.
Yeah.
Well, is your builder helping you with that? And was your real estate agent helping you with that?
Yeah.
Was your designer really helping you with that? No. Not, and were your maintenance people helping you with that? Not
right.
really.
No.
No, you like, had to set it up for your maintenance people.
You had to set it up for them to do. Mm-hmm. So we're now saying, okay, listen, you want to live better? We want to be your company that helps you live better. Design is one of the ways we do it. Fulfillment's one of the ways mm-hmm. we do it. Lifestyle coaching is one of the ways we do it. And maintenance is another one. And now with automated technology, scheduling service providers, doing all of this, think about being able to make one phone call to access all of those services.
Well, that
is one
the big deal.
Big yeah. lifestyle easy button.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is one gigantic easy button.
Yeah.
You make one phone call to one team who handles all of those things that,
right.
by the way, are all interconnected. And the minute you're sitting there rolling your eyes thinking that they're not, they are.
They are. Oh, yeah.
Because oftentimes your maintenance people don't know what to do with the really nice drapery that you spent the money on. They don't know how to clean it.
Right.
They don't know how it needs to be serviced. Okay. They don't know how to treat it. Okay. They don't know what to do with the automation system sometimes in these homes, mm-hmm. how the automation systems work, how the speakers don't work or your systems work. These are very complex, especially the homes that we work in.
Yeah.
These are complex, technical, and highly curated properties.
Yeah.
Which require a level of expertise and understanding, mm-hmm. not only about how they're designed and how they're built,
yep.
but how they're used.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that word, right? That paranoia word that Julie, in her infinite
vigilant.
Wisdom, came up with, vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
This is your vigilance team.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is your vigilance team. We are your team for vigilance as it relates to maintaining the lifestyle as it relates to your home.
Mm-hmm.
I have amazing people. And guess what? As this scales and as it grows, we're going to find more amazing people who really want to help coach, teach, and serve. Because when that's your mindset, the opportunities come.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just come because people want to be a part of something that is a bigger, this is a bigger calling for us, don't you
yeah.
think?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what does it mean to you, Kai? I mean, you've gotten a chance to do some crazy, you've gotten a chance yeah. to do some amazing things.
Yeah. Part of me even feels like we have started, but we haven't even fully grasped.
Like scratched the surface. Yeah.
Honestly.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So there's just so much more that I know. And I mean, it can be overwhelming, but I don't think I've ever been like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even know how I'm going to make it through tomorrow. Like, it's more like, oh my gosh, there's so much that we can do over the next 10, 15, 20 years that, like, we even have no idea right now what
I think
entail.
I think when you're faced with the not faced when you're when you accept the understanding that there's so many ways that you can fill someone's cup with your service,
right?
I mean I love interior design, I love art, but I love fixing things too. So maintenance to me is like just a way that you keep it looking beautiful,
right?
It's not maintenance. It's not a chore. It's how you keep it looking beautiful, you know? And it's interesting how many times now with this new service offering, I'm turning that onto my own home. Like, I'm looking at it differently. I'm no longer looking at it like this transitional interior design project because my kids were growing. I'm now looking at it like, okay, if I want this great thing that Julie and I have together in this property, how do I need to change my thinking to have it enhance the lifestyle that we want?
Right.
And those are the kinds of conversations that are so awesome to have with like your spouse about the fact that you feel like you can constantly be improving what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that for our clients because I've seen the transformation. I have seen design and the services that we provide on the lifestyle end bring people closer together.
Yep. Well, and you go through.
I've seen it change lives. That's what we want. Because to me, I believe creativity is molecular.
But you, just like you and Julie, with the kids growing up and they've moved out now, and you are looking at a different phase in your life.
Yes.
So your potential offerings to fill people's cups are perpetual. Mm-hmm. I mean, that.
Oh yeah.
Because life changes.
Yeah.
Well, and so will the design of your life.
But don't you also want your people? Like, everybody wants people who get them, understand them, and want to help. Like, you value those people who are always helpful, right? It doesn't mean that we're perfect at the Design Coach. It's not what it means.
Yeah.
What it means is, don't you want people around you who are really looking out and vigilant about helping you leverage the lifestyle you've invested in?
Right.
I would want that. I mean, it's like when you buy a boat. And you take it out for the first time with the person that sold you the boat and you're trying to learn all the things. Imagine doing that with a home and not having anybody to do that for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, are my clients...
Here's your keys.
Well,
think about
the coffee makers and all of the appliances that are in these homes and the complex AV systems. And how do you make them user-friendly and easy?
Yeah.
How do you onboard people? And how do you onboard clients? Not just to the home, but how to leverage it to live better. And what does that mean? It means having a team or having a connection point where, because listen, we couldn't do it without our lifestyle partners.
Yeah.
The same way that I couldn't do it without all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I had to do it on my own, it'd be impossible.
Right.
Okay. But what it means to live better is the company you keep who can help you do it.
Surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, it's that simple. It is that simple. And I'm finding that, you know, when you there's that saying, right? Like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
We feel like when we are offering this service to our clients that we have this macro view of possibilities for them that they might not even be aware of.
Well, of course.
And that's what gets us excited because we love the opportunity to share those things with them. And to share, and sometimes it's in the form of a lifestyle partner.
Yeah.
Right? Like a Katie.
Right.
Sometimes it's in the form of a new offering or a new piece of technology.
Yeah. Sometimes it's even like, oh my gosh, you're going to help me pick out the plates so I don't have to. Like it's.
Or I'm having a family gathering and I don't really want to cook because I'd like to be the hostess and host and guest.
And have fun.
Enjoy. Can you help us do that?
Right.
Yes. I don't know many companies that can say that. So when I say to everybody on the air and I say that the service is revolutionary, that is a factual statement.
Yes.
I challenge you. Show me another one. Find it for me. You know where it exists? In the hospitality world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It exists at a hotel. What if your home was your own version of your hotel? We're your concierge service to get there. It's creative, it's comprehensive, and it's concierge. And you have how many of those ambassadors
yeah.
willing to help you? Glenn Garlish on the maintenance side and the sommelier side, you on the lifestyle side, mm-hmm. my team and Britt and Haley on the design side, right? Amber on the fulfillment side and on the creative side. Like, look at all of the people that we have
yeah.
who are in support of our clients. And we are now going to go about expressing that very loudly, okay? Very loudly yes. beyond these airways
yep.
to let people know we're not like every other interior design firm that you think we're like. In fact, we're nothing like them.
Yeah.
I honestly think you should drop the word interior.
My favorite is when people ask what I do, and I usually start with, if I don't know them, I start with, I work for an interior design company, just to see the look like on their face, and then go into detail about what I do. And by the end of it, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you get that job?
Right.
Yeah. Interior design and lifestyle management company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
We don't just do the design. We want to help you manage the life and leverage it. I'm encouraging everyone today to go to our website, because I will tell
yes.
you that over the next few months,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see us talk about how to connect you. Even if you're not a client of the Design Coach, with some of our lifestyle partners that
yeah.
you know, you can contact them independently.
Yep.
We're interested in creating as many connection points to living a better life as possible. So if you go to thedesigncoach.com and the first thing that pops up is the mailing list, please do yourself a favor. Get on it.
Do it.
And then you'll get a lovely email from me saying hi.
So,
hello.
And you can wish Kylie congratulations.
Oh, mm-hmm. sure.
Anyway, thank you for listening on today's show, and have a great Sunday, everybody. You've been coached.